This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A lot of schools in Georgia, Florida, North and South Carolina were closed again today because of the storm that blew through that region a couple of days ago. Roads, though, are starting to thaw and stuff is slowly getting back to normal. Commentator Beth Tytel lives in Boston, knows a thing or two about snow and snow days, she does, and she is sending her good thoughts and wishes to one particular group in the Southeast, working parents.
Where are the nannies without borders when you need them? For working parents who've already blown through their repertoire of fun things to do with kids when you're stuck inside, and also their patience and vacation days, this winter has been particularly cruel, and it threatens to get worse. In Boston recently, on the same day that school was canceled yet again, an assistant professor at the Harvard Kennedy School unleashed a pro-snow day study. It concluded that snow days don't, in fact, have a negative impact on learning, a finding that threatens to embolden superintendents to err on the side of cancellation. Talk about kicking parents while they're down. Psychologists have yet to name the combination of despair and bitterness a snow day can trigger. But it's not unlike the famous five stages of grief described by psychiatrist Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Based on interviews I've conducted with housebound, would-be working parents, they are stage one, denial. It doesn't look like it's accumulating. The meteorologists are always wrong. If they were going to call a snow day, they would have called it already. Stage two, anger. I stayed home last time. My husband/wife is staying home tomorrow. Let my boss spend the day with a two-year-old and see how easy it is to get work done. When I was a kid, they never canceled school. Stage three, bargaining. If they don't cancel school tomorrow, I promise I will A, chaperone a field trip, B, get off my phone when my son is at bat, C, be better about making sure my kids floss, and not just the morning of the dentist appointment. Stage four, depression. That brown noser in accounting is going to make a play for my job. I'm going to be stuck at home with a toddler and a kindergartner, and they're going to want to go sledding. I am powerless over the hot chocolate and brownies I bought in a pathetic attempt to make the day seem festive. Stage five, acceptance. My children are going to spend 8 hours playing Madden.
Beth Tytel is a reporter at the Boston Globe. Her latest book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth.